This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, on this Easter Sunday, I'd like to thank the Academy at the Tribeca Film Festival. I'd like to make a special mention to Robert Bobby De Niro, a fellow Bobby. No, I'm not a Bobby, but Robert De Niro is. And I'd like to thank all the sponsors of the Tribeca Film Festival for censoring the outrageously, irresponsible film, anti-vaxxer film. It's called Vaxxed. From cover-up to catastrophe, my goodness, what would happen if we had actually allowed that film by Andrew Wakefield to actually be seen on one screen on the last day of the Tribeca Film Festival? Catastrophe! Wait a second. Vax from cover-up to catastrophe. I want to thank the sponsors, particularly one of the sponsors so special to me and all of the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. You know them. Actually, I've never heard of them. What is their name, Super Don? Who are they?
I believe you're speaking of the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
Yes, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. We couldn't have done it without them. And all of their research, you might have heard of Sloan Kettering. My goodness, do you think that somebody might be exposed to what Congressman Posey, Bill Posey, read onto the congressional, the House floor, into the congressional record about the CDC whistleblower William Thompson, acknowledging that they covered up data. They trashed data linking a higher incidence of autism after MMR vaccine, particularly in little black boys. We couldn't have, you know, we would be spinning off of our axis. The earth will fly into the sun. The end of the universe as we know it. Thank gosh. You know, Robert De Niro, he saved us all. I just can't imagine. And I'm so thankful to Bobby De Niro for saying, no, we will not air this film at the Tribeca Film Festival. And you think I'm kidding? No, I'm actually serious. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, this is not the hour of irony on Easter Sunday. This is actually an acknowledgement that what Bobby De Niro has done may have shot this film to the moon in a good way. The awareness about the film Vaxxed has just grown exponentially around the planet because he initially put it on the slot. They put it in there. It's going to air. It's a selection. And then even in the face of incredible, what would we call it, acrimony from the Quackbusters, the Skepducks, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, Merck, etc., and the Sloan Foundation thing, he said, we are going to air this film. I have a child with autism, and I think we need to have this discussion. And then after even more piling on, more craziness out there, more calls for censorship, he finally said, okay, we're going to pull it from the slot. We're going to pull it from the schedule. After what was the official designation? He said, after discussion with who? Additional scientists?
Others in the scientific community,
we've decided that we've got to pull this film. Now, You want to tell me what the response to this is going to be? Besides, of course, all of y'all that are listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show being upset, and I understand, but I don't want you to be upset. I want you to be gleeful and happy and extraordinarily joyful that this has happened. They've played right into our hands, folks. This is going to ramp this awareness of this film and this issue up and the CDC whistleblower up to levels that we couldn't have bought. Even if it had aired at Tribeca, we couldn't have purchased it with $1 billion, the publicity that's coming, folks. This is really good. Now, the additional scientific community, this means that people are going to say, wait a second, what additional? What is the discussion he had? What is it that they said? You know what? I got to see this film now. What is it that they don't want me to see? You tell me. How many of you out there believe that when you're told, well, not to do something, not to see something, not to speak of something, that it actually works? How often do you know, in your own experience, in your own life, the moment you're told something is banned, it's unwatchable, you can't see it, you should not be able to see it, you should not be allowed to watch it, much less talk about it, how many of you say, you know what, just for that, I'm going to go see it. Just for that, I am going to tell my friends about it. Hey, did you hear about this film that was banned at Tribeca? And considering that, you should know about the films that were not banned at Tribeca, because you know this is going to be good. If they had to ban this film, what kind of films did they allow to air that they didn't ban? Let me give you a list of some of those. By the way, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining us after the break here. And she's going to help us push back on this censorship issue of vaccination. We'll go into the science, whatever you want with Dr. Tenpenny. She's wonderful. And her number, if you want to reach her while she's on the air with me, is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. It's banned. The Robert Scott Bell Show is banned because we're covering the banned movie, Vaxxed. Previous Tribeca documentaries that were not pulled. In 2006, they actually aired without banning, without censoring, 37 Uses for a Dead Sheep. That one did not get banned. I'm telling you, this Vax movie has got to be outrageously crazy if they allowed 37 Uses for a Dead Sheep to be aired and not Vaxxed. How about this one? Air Guitar Nation. Air Guitar Nation. They didn't ban that. That was deemed okay. All right, not too offensive. Oh, this one. Can you imagine? They didn't ban this one. American Cannibal, The Road to Reality. An unflinching behind-the-scenes look at a doomed reality show about contestants that are starved to death on a desert island. That was not banned. You know, if Vaxxed is worse than that, the information that is revealed, it just, you can't see it. Oh, my gosh. What is going to happen? Bather. Bather was not banned in 2008. A woman is observed showering behind a translucent curtain. Good Lord. Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana. That was also not banned, yes. Yeah, Ronald McFondle.
This next one?
Right, why? Yeah.
This one's awesome.
What is this one?
2014, they had a documentary called Brony Tale.
Brony Tale? What was that about?
This is all about the, and I'm just reading this, flourishing community of adult, mostly straight, male fans of the children's cartoon My Little Pony.
Oh, hide your eyes! Fans of My Little Pony was not banned. This is telling you how serious this issue is of censorship. They didn't ban the film on My Little Pony, but they banned Vax. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to backfire on them big time. Big time. Cat Cam was not banned. Crazy Legs Conti, Zen and the Art of Competitive Eating was not banned. That's offensive. Are you kidding me?
This was a good one. This had exciting footage of oyster, frankfurter, and matzo ball eating action.
If there was ever a movie made to be banned, it would be that one. How about this one? Dirty Sanchez. Think Jackass on crack, and you've got the boys of Dirty Sanchez. This one's great. This is a classic. This one was not banned. It's called Honest Liar. Honest Liar. This is renowned lying magician James the Amazing Randy. I always call him the Amazing Brandy because of his taste for young boys. And I'm not kidding. That was from a phone call that was recorded of his voice that is out there in the public domain. The Amazing Brandy.
honest liar, talking about exposing the illusions of magicians as he tries to pretend he can expose the illusions of the fact that vaccines have never been tested for safety or efficacy in double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-centered trials. Never been done.
I think it's interesting that they allowed this documentary of James Randi, who I consider to be the supreme grand wizard of the skeptic community.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't have Andrew Wakefield. I mean, that's like oil and water when you try and put those two things together, because the skeptics hate Andy Wakefield. And Randi, he's the grand poobah of that movement.
He really is. Although it's an embarrassing thing when you realize what kind of guy he is. But this is the think about this, folks. What you can go out and say, see the film banned by the Tribeca Film Festival. Oh, they didn't ban the show about cannibalism, but they banned this one. What can you imagine might be in it that they don't want you to see, that they don't want you to hear, that they don't want you to know? And by the way, it's not an anti-vaccination film. Hello? The use of the term anti-vaxxer is like the use of the term conspiracy theorist. It came about from the CIA wanting to discredit investigative journalism, genuine intelligent inquiry into the cause of the death of, for instance, JFK. And ever since then, it's been used against anyone who questions the medical industrial complex and their monopoly on pseudoscience. And their claims that injecting toxic poisons into helpless little babies, much less adults, is somehow good for them, good for your immune system, and prevents disease rather than causes disease. The vaccine industrial complex is coming tumbling down like Jack and Jill coming down the hill. And this is more evidence of it. The fact that they've gone apoplectic, they've gone absolutely bonkers over this film that hasn't been aired yet anywhere, called Vaxxed, and they actually banned it. This is modern-day censorship in America. The First Amendment means nothing when it comes to the truth about your health and your health in the absence of needles containing toxic poisons that if you put into a baby bottle for that baby to drink, you could be arrested for assault, battery, and maybe even attempted murder. Nope, not exaggerating a bit. And someone who is not exaggerating a bit either, very grounded in the science of vaccines, or the lack thereof, and revealing it, much to the chagrin of the amazing Brandies of the world and the Tribeca Film Festival, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to join us. She was with us, along with Andrew Wakefield, at the Cal Jam last weekend. And she's here coming up after the break. You want to join in, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Scott Bell Show.
Back from her triumphant return to the Cal Jam stage. My first time, she was right. It rocked, and she rocks. Her name, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And perspective on Tribeca. I'm actually grateful that Bobby said, no, we shouldn't air this. We should ban it. We should suppress it. We should censor it.
Well, every single time the pharmaceutical industry does something like this, they shoot themselves in the foot. When they make something be mandated, like with the whole SB 277 legislation that happened over the course of the last year or so in California, we turned a bunch of people who were quietly just turning in their exemptions every year into their school system into raving activists. So now we had a few people who were activists in California. Now we have millions of people who are awake and activists in California. When they did the bird flu, when they did the swine flu, when they did H1N1, the same thing happens. They cause all this hype, and suddenly people who've been sitting around in their slumber, not knowing that they should even ask what comes in that flu shot and whether or not they should accept it or reject it, suddenly they're going, what? Wait, uh-huh. What? Something's wrong with the flu shot? I should ask about this?
Yes.
So they wake people up.
Big Pharma, you keep fighting us. You do it. You're going to raise the stakes. It's great. Sherry, this backstory, though, this broke over the weekend. Yesterday I was on, you know, trying to take a quiet down day. Immediately I knew what was going to be the lead story. We covered it already on Friday because of Bobby De Niro's defense, if you will, of the airing of the film and now going back on it. But there's a backstory, the Truth Kings. How did they get this story to break so well so quickly?
Well, as it turns out, Truth Kings is just such a growing website and doing such a great job, and I'm affiliated with those guys that run it, and they post a lot on my Facebook page, which is Dr. Tenpenny on Vaccines. And Corey, one of our core writers, had seen a story on Jezebel that said that perhaps Leonardo DiCaprio was the one who had funded Wakefield's film. So he did a little research on it and posted a story that said it was alleged that Leonardo DiCaprio was a funder, and of course that he denied it, and it kind of piqued his interest. And so when he saw this came up about the Tribeca Film Festival, he reached out to see if he could get press credentials, and he did it via Truth Kings. When he emailed one of the senior vice presidents at Tribeca, and she responded with a statement from De Niro that said that his son his child was autistic, and he thought that this film should be aired to open the conversation. So they broke that story by that statement, and then was picked up by everybody everywhere. And then, of course, De Niro now has used his child, perhaps, as a way to get publicity, and now he wasn't able to stand behind the statement. I think that that's just a travesty, and it just shows you how the power of money, and we suspect, we don't know for sure, but we suspect that perhaps either pharmaceutical-based companies or people like American Express or whoever were the major sponsors of the Tribeca Film Festival put pressure on him to retract that statement and withdraw the film without it ever being aired. Now, I think there's going to be millions and millions of people who are saying, what? Let's see this film. Let's see what's so controversial about it. Let's see why they didn't want us to see it.
Yeah, especially if they didn't ban a film about cannibalism and starving people to death, a game show. So that was not banned at Tribeca some years back, but this was. So people are going to go, whoa, what could be in this film that they don't want me to see?
Exactly. And I think that that's going to give it more presence, more viewing than ever. And it's a very well-done film. It's a documentary. It's based off of information from the CDC whistleblower. I've seen a preliminary airing of it. It's very good. It's a film that will make a big impact, and everyone should be allowed to see it.
Those of you who want to see the preview, if you will, where they do a trailer for it, it's at Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, themovie.com, and includes right now a comment, if you will, from Dr. Andrew Wakefield about this, and we'll get to that in a little while. But we've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on today, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. There are also stories we'll cover about adult tetanus vaccine every 10 years. They're saying it might not be necessary. What about the vaccine hesitancy? Is that a new mental disorder that needs to be treated? And is Uganda parroting what they'd like to do in California, arresting parents who refuse vaccines for their kids? We're going to get to that as well. But the good news here today is that Bobby De Niro has denied access to this film, has basically censored this film. And don't be mad at Bobby De Niro. Honestly, you should say thank you to him, because this, as Dr. Tenpenny acknowledges as well, has raised the awareness 100,000-fold about this film, Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe. And we're going to continue with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Links up to her and her wonderful work and books in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Started with this hashtag CDC whistleblower a while back. I mean, well over a year beyond. And it gathered fire in the new media. Sometimes they call it the alternative media, but not the pharmaceutically conflicted media. And, of course, it's crescendoed into this banning of the film Vaxxed by Andrew Wakefield. And we've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on discussing this and more. Truth Kings, a great news site that is not censored in any way, shape, or form, helped to cover and break this story. And a big shout out to them. We appreciate them and Dr. Tenpenny. And Dr. Wakefield also put out a message on the Vaxxed official website, VaxxedTheMovie.com. And we'll talk to Andrew eventually. We've got Brian Hooker scheduled hopefully soon as well. But Dr. Tenpenny, as we said, we agree. This is a positive thing, not a negative thing. The more they fight it, the more we win.
Yes, we hope that, and that we hope that Dr. Wakefield's people will look at it that way too. I mean, how many people would have actually seen it at the Tribeca? Not many. But now everybody's like, "Hey, I want to see that." So perhaps there's a whole long list of film festivals across the country in the summer, as you know, and then there's European film festivals. And if they all turn it down, well, then perhaps he can get it out through Netflix or through Vice or through other places that are not afraid to take on controversial topics. I am quite confident, just knowing the passion and the time and the energy that went into putting this film together, that in one way or another it will be released. There, it's just right now it's sort of like, wow, what happened and why did this happen and who was behind it? And I think that so many people are now awake to the problems with big companies in our country, with it, whether it's Big Pharma or Big Food or Big Gas and Oil or the geoengineering problem of spraying all the aluminum and everything in our air to contaminate our soils. I think that our country, thankfully, thank God, on this Easter, we can surely say thank God that the people in this country are waking up and saying what is going on and we need to take our country back. And I think that by this happening, it shows the power of money behind the suppression of freedom of speech and freedom of expression in our country. And people are waking up and saying, this has to stop.
Yeah, great day for this. Awareness has risen, right? A lot of folks say Christ has risen, but that's also awareness. And we cannot discount that reality. The more you try to suppress it, the more it squeezes out and gets to places you didn't want it to go. And that's what's happening here with Vax, from cover-up to catastrophe, the censoring of it at the Tribeca Film Festival. By the way, those of you who are asking, how will I see this film? Well, hold your horses, be a little patient, because it's obviously going to be shot to other film festivals. And as Dr. Tenpenny said, if they're rejecting them, eventually it could end up on Netflix. Of course, it could be available, likely eventually, for purchase. And I hope that everybody will get 10 copies and spread it around, because this information needs to get out there. And I want to thank it once again, Big Pharma, for doing their level best to raise the awareness for this film. You've actually done more than any PR company on Madison Avenue could have done.
Yes, and for free.
Yes, it was a freebie. That was a gift on Easter. That's wonderful, wonderful.
It was sort of like, remember in the beginning of January of 2015, Robert, when I got censored and forbidden to go to Australia?
Yes.
And all of the hysteria that went on about that in Australia and here in the U.S. and in the U.K. And I mean, that we could not have paid for that much advertising.
Oh, it went global. I mean, it was in newspapers around the world, online, everywhere.
Yes. And so, thankfully, they continue to want to suppress freedom of speech, suppress freedom of choice, stop the educational backdrop. And if people understood, like, all of this stuff is saying that the connection between vaccines and autism have been completely disproven because of the one published study by Dr. Andrew Wakefield that has been retracted. What they fail to recognize is that there are more than 100 studies now that have been published that show there is a connection between vaccines and autism. They just don't call it autism. They call it neurodegeneration disorder, encephalopathy, encephalitis, speech delay, all sorts of sensory integration problems. And as long as they don't use the word autism, they can get their studies published. But there are more than 100 studies now that show that there is a connection between vaccination and neurodevelopment disorders, neurodegenerative, which is a soft word for autism.
Where can they access these 100 studies? I mean, the Vaccine Research Library you put together, is it still accessible?
Yes, it is. The Vaccine Research Library has more than 7,000 articles from the mainstream medical literature that shows that there are problems associated with vaccines. They are categorized by additive, by individual vaccines. There are more than 20 studies per week that get added to that library, and that's vaccinereserchlibrary.com. That is one place. And if people Google Ginger Taylor, autism, Ginger has been very very involved in the Canary Party, and Ginger has a vaccine injured a child, and so she spends a lot of time putting these studies together, and that document is available in Google Docs that shows all of the different articles that show the connection between vaccines and autism.
Excellent, excellent. So also the vaccinereserchlibrary.com. I would encourage you to go there. Also, don't be mad at Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's just the messenger in here, and she's, you want to be mad, be mad at all of the scientists that are publishing this and not using the word autism that are giving us the reveal of the connection. Like you said, the moment you use the word autism, it's like our friend Dr. Bitar, when he was working to publish the links to autism from Mercury, the fact that he used Mercury and autism meant he was never going to get published. Now you learn the way around it. It's the language. Choose a different word. It means the same thing, but then they'll publish it for you.
Exactly. Sadly enough, that's true.
Amazing. So censorship, it's not just for the Tribeca Film Festival. It happens all of the time in research journals, but the smart docs out there, the PhDs that want to get their work published on this subject of autism, find a way to use a different word that basically means the same thing without actually saying it, and then the censors are bypassed. Isn't that fascinating?
Fascinating, yes.
Yeah,
I probably would pick another word more like, isn't that disgusting? But but really, truthfully, there is so much information out there now that shows vaccines associated with neurodegenerative problems, ADD, ADHD, insulin-dependent diabetes, a long list of autoimmune diseases. People need to stop and take stock of what's coming through that needle. They read all kinds of labels, and they want non-GMO food, and they want to get rid of pesticides in their foods, but they never stop to think that perhaps they should read a label on what's being injected into their body or into the body of their child.
Exactly. I've said this many times, that if you take the ingredients of a vaccine and put it into a baby bottle and feed that baby those ingredients, you could be brought up on charges of attempted murder. These are toxic ingredients, known toxins. Just read them, read about them. Now, the question of those that are awakening to this information, they have something that has now been determined to be, much like they make up words at the CIA like anti-vaxxer or are conspiracy theorists, now it's vaccine hesitancy. How long will it be before that makes the DSM 6, 7, 8, or 9? Is it a new mental disease to be, quote-unquote, cured? Have you heard about this? Vaccine hesitancy.
Yes, there's been a lot of studies that have been published in the last several years, Robert, in the public health journals, that they've done all kinds of research and investigation. In fact, it was part of my presentation that I did at CalJAM about the adult vaccination program that's coming down the line, is that one of the things that is being funded by the National Vaccine Program are funding studies to interview parents to figure out what reason they are having hesitancy or wanting to avoid vaccination. So has become a very big deal, because there are millions and millions of parents who are waking up and saying either no to all vaccines because they realize a little poison is still poison, or they are at least waking up and being smart and saying, I'm not giving my child 7 vaccines at once. I'm going to do one at a time, and I'm going to see if they have any reaction. Or there are certain vaccines like the chickenpox vaccine or the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, that parents finally figure out that measles isn't deadly, mumps isn't deadly, and rubella is good for kids to get in the appropriate age group. And so they're waking up and saying no to these things. And so the pharmaceutical industry is scratching their collective head and going, why wouldn't everybody want to be vaccinated? Vaccines are safe, effective, they protect you, they're harmless, they're so good for you. In fact, they have set up entire campaigns all around the world to make sure that every single person on the planet is vaccinated and no one is left behind and no one is missed. And people are saying, wait a minute, no. And so they're doing all kinds of research studies now and publish them on opinions on the reasons why parents are being hesitant, and trying to craft messages in their marketing to work around that, to coerce parents into vaccinating, even though their research has firmly told them this is not a good thing.
Absolutely incredible. But then again, if you have not yet been diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder, you haven't woken up. That's another one of those things. We should all have ODD, right? And
right.
Much less that thing which, you know, they say, oh, my gosh, these people that want to eat only organic food, that's a mental disorder as well. And so this is the kind of thing we're dealing with. When you oppose the corporatocracy, the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all your state or country, you are now defined as having some sort of disorder. But it's called freedom, folks. The love of liberty has always been something that's been opposed by authoritarians, whether they be the kings and queens and emperors, whether it be the bureaucratic oligarchy here at home known as the Fear and Death Administration, or whether it be, I don't know, what do you want to call it at this point, the vaccine industrial complex.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, the vaccine industry, when I started into this work and doing this investigation, which was in September of 2000, the vaccine industry was about $8 billion a year at that time, which the pharmaceutical industry said, wow, it's just, you know, it makes us no money, it just loses us a bunch of money. Now it's anticipated by 2018 that it's going to be at least a $57 billion a year industry globally.
Yeah.
So, and vaccines are the economic loss leader of the pharmaceutical industry, and anybody that's listening that's in business knows what a loss leader is. It's the free giveaway that you give away if you have a store or if you have a product you want to sell. You give something away for free to get somebody's interest to come into your store. So I'll give you a free $20 t-shirt, so when you come into my store, I'll try to sell you $1,000 Armani suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can give away these vaccines for free because everybody says, I got my flu shot at work because it was free, and I say, well, if it was a shot of arsenic, would you have gotten that if it was free? And so they give it away for free, or it's covered by your insurance, or they mm-hmm. coerce you into believing that you have to be your kids have to be vaccinated to go to school. Then as your children or you as an adult become sick from these vaccines, you become vaccine injured and develop
yes.
autoimmune diseases and neurological problems. The cost of your healthcare is billions.
It is. The gateway drug to a lifelong dependency on the pharmaceutical industrial complex, vaccines.
Yes.
Vaccines are that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins me. One more segment here for the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Uganda wants to jail parents who refuse vaccines. Could that be coming to California, too?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The headline on that pharmaceutical rag known as Forbes magazine reads, Robert De Niro turned scientist. Tribeca pulls Wakefield video. Well, it's a documentary film. It's not even an anti-vax film. That's the thing. It's just about the revelations garnered from William Thompson, a CDC a PhD scientist turned whistleblower, over the MMR vaccine and the documents, documentary evidence that they withheld data, numbers. They crunched them wrong on purpose to hide a relationship, a connection between the incidence of autism, particularly in young black boys, getting the MMR shot on time or early. And we're here with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who was banned in Australia or from Australia. Must be the day for banning things. Boy, oh boy, but the stories get big once you get something banned. So keep banning things, Big Pharma, and we'll keep covering it. Dr. Tenpenny, this is, again, a story that's not going away. SB 277 was a huge tragedy for California, but a wake-up call for the rest of the country, perhaps the rest of the world. The willingness of so-called elected representatives to sell the rights to say no to experimental medication on children away here in supposedly the freest country on planet Earth, but in Uganda, where they don't claim it's a free country, they passed legislation there that says, you know what, if you don't vaccinate your children, parents, we're going to jail you. Could this be happening here eventually?
Well, it could happen here eventually, Robert. with the what this is what I anticipate happening. Mm-hmm. What's happening right now with the media circus and the zoo thing that's happening called the campaign for the presidential election, when that entertainment arm of the medical industrial complex is over, mm-hmm. and we have decided who the next person is going to be there to ostensibly represent us, and they are sworn into office in January, I think that it's what's happening in the backdrop is getting ready for the next round of SB 277 like bills that will be rolling across this country at lightning speed. That we have already started to see it in Colorado and Illinois and Connecticut, that their philosophical exemptions have been challenged heavily. I think they're all trial balloons, because in the medical literature and in the public health literature, they have said that SB 277, which takes away parents' rights to refuse and says that all children must be vaccinated with all recommended vaccines in order to attend public school, is to be the model legislation for the entire country. They implemented the adult vaccination plan in February of 2015 with an implementation plan to get all adults vaccinated with the current 14 vaccines that are approved for them and the 140 or so in the developmental pipeline, because what the legislation or what the plan is that not only will they be required to get the currently approved vaccines, but all additional vaccines that are approved in the future. I've heard some slight whisperings in some of the articles that I've read that they could tie this to things like travel. Like, you can leave the country, but you can't get in unless you return unless you're vaccinated. I've heard some rumblings about it being tied to health care benefits, or perhaps being able to be fully vaccinated to go to a public event like a public basketball game, like a Cavs game or a Browns game, like here in Cleveland. And so they haven't implemented any of those things, so I don't want anybody to listening to this thinking that that's already happened. It has not. But is it possible for them to do that? Yes, it is. Is it possible to get it to be so bad that children are going to be taken away and parents put in jail if they don't vaccinate? We would hope that our liberties in this country and our Constitution haven't failed us so dismally by that point, but you can't ever say 100% for sure that it won't happen. Sadly, you can't say that.
Well, and you can't say that those who are pro-vaccine religious fanatics wouldn't want to implement that, because these people are anti-freedom, fear-mongering zealots, in my opinion. They're part of a dangerous death cult that doesn't indeed enhance public health, much less human health on any level, and there is no scientific evidence to support their claims that it does. Unless I'm exaggerating here, where is the double-blind, placebo-controlled study that shows safety and efficacy for one vaccine, much less 80 of them?
There isn't, and particularly when the vaccines are given together. I mean, all they want to know is whether or not, you know, because what efficacy really means is that I inject you with something and that caused you to produce an antibody. It doesn't mean that I inject you with something and it keeps you from getting sick.
Right.
And we've been led to believe that that's what efficacy is. And, you know, you said a little bit on your trailer in about this thing about the tetanus shot.
I got to hold you for a few more minutes if you don't have to run, because we're out of time this hour. I do want to talk tetanus with you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be with us for a few more minutes before she has to go. In the meantime, tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.